Anas radiallahu anhu was his servant. Khadamtu Rasulullah 10 sinin. I served him 10 years. And I am telling you, after 10 years of service, I can't frown or flaunt a man in anything. Now you say your customers are happy. You want to make money, so obviously they're happy. What about those that are working under you? Have you convinced them? That is how you will be judged. How many youngsters? They say, hey, my mother-in-law, she loves me, man. She takes me like a son. My father-in-law give me a partnership in the business. My mother, she's never happy. Allahu Akbar. Allah's joy is spent. I'm not saying make your mother-in-law angry. But Allah's got nothing to do with your mother-in-law and your father-in-law. Don't get me in context here. Please, I'm not saying abandon them. And Allah's got everything to do with your parents. Your jannat is spent in the joy of your parents and not your in-laws. In-laws is a ni'mat. فَجَعَلَهُ نَسَبًا وَصِهْرًا. The Quran said Allah has given you lineage and Allah has given you in-laws. Both have its virtue and its merit. But we need to prioritize. We need to put things into perspective. What comes first? What is of more importance and what is of greater merit? Get that in order. Two men came. عَلَيْهِمَا ثِيَابٌ بِيدْ. They dropped me. شَقَّ بَطْنِي. They split my chest. وَالْتَمَسَا شَيْئًا. She says, فَرَجَعْنَا بِهِ مُضْطَرِبَيْنِ خَائِفَيْنِ. Now we're in a panic state. You know, in Gujarati, they say, koi biju nu poiru. Koi biju, asni onsa kantni. Now you're worried. What's going to happen? How are you going to face the parents? Somebody else's child. Halima said, we were just quiet. We got back to the tent. إِلْتَفَتَ إِلَيَّ زَوْجِي. My husband glanced to me. وَعَيْنَاهُ تَدْمَعَانِ. He started crying. He said, إِنِّي أَخْشَى أَن يَكُونَ هَذَا الْغُلَامُ الْمُبَارَكُ قَدْ أُصِيبَ بِأَمْرٍ لَا قِبَلَ لَنَا بِرَدِّهِ فَأَلْحِقِيهِ بِأَهْلِهِ فَإِنَّهُمْ أَقْدَرُ مِنَّا عَلَى ذَلِكَ. I think, Halima, we get him home quickly. You know what? Because we don't know what could happen. Let's make amends and let's try and get him back quickly to his parents, to his mother. They know better. Anyway, Halima said, we prepared quietly. We kept it discreet. We got our act together, mounted onto our conveyance. Off we leave for Makkah. We get back to Makkah. As we walk in Makkah, we see Amina radiyallahu anha. She says, Ma aqdamaki bi Muhammad ya Halimatu. Wa qad kunti harisatan alayhi. Shadeed al-raghba. Halima, you were very passionate to prolong his stay by you. And you said leave him for another 3 or 4 years. Now let me just interject and remind you. Shaqq sadr, the splitting of the chest, happened in my Nabi's life 4 times. The other day, one brother came to me, and he said, Maulana, why you say my Nabi? Say our Nabi. I just want to share this with you. I don't say it in a context. You know, in Abu Dawud, there is a riwayat. One person made a dua, Allahumma arhamni, warham Muhammada, wala tarham ma'ana ahada. Allah, have mercy on me. Have mercy on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And besides us, don't have mercy on anyone. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, to you? Laqad hajarta wasi'a. You have restricted something that's very vast. You've narrowed something that is infinite. You have limited something that is unending. My say, Allah be my witness and I can cry. I feel a bond when I say my Nabi. And he is yours and he is mine. Wallahi, he is the Nabi of the entire world. There is a passion and I don't know. I don't know. I just want to clear it that it's not in a manner to say excluding anyone. But when I say my Nabi, I actually feel something and Allah alone knows what it is. What did Abu Hurairah say? Awsani Khalili. My friend. My companion. He didn't say my Nabi. Khalili. I wish you can capture the sentiments of Khalil. So anyway, she says we came. Halima said, Amina said, you brought him back very quickly and you were passionate to keep him. So I answered and I said, listen, O Amina, لَقَدْ قَوِيَ عُودُهُ وَاكْتَمَلَتْ فُتُوَّتُهُ وَقَضَيْتُ الَّذِي عَلَيَّ نَحْوَهُ وَتَخَوَّفْتُ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْأَحْدَاثِ فَأَدَّيْتُهُ إِلَيْكَ. He's healthy, he's nourished. And I think now Makkah is conducive and I'm afraid something might happen. So I said, let me return him to you. You know, very vague, not going to the specifics. Now, Amina was not the mother of any ordinary child. She was the greatest woman who was the mother of the greatest child. She said, Usduqini al-Khabr, speak the truth. I know the reasons are other than what you've suggested. فما أنت بالتي ترغب عن الصبي لهذا الذي ذكرته. The reasons are otherwise. A mother knows and Allah has favored a mother with it. The sentiments of a mother is unique. She gets this feeling at that very moment. How many times they'll phone you? At the very moment that something happens, they correspond. Allah has put it in the mother. So then Halima said, she got on me till finally I had to divulge. And I said, this is what has happened. So Amina said, تَخَوَّفْتِ عَلَيْهِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Do you fear there was some devilish influence on the child? I said, I don't know, do I call it devilish or otherwise, but there's been some strange happenings in the life of this child. So I was mentioning the splitting of the chest of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam happened four times. One was at the house of Halima at the age of three. In Sirat al-Mustafa it is mentioned, at that time it was to remove the element and the temperament of sin from the very life of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then it happened at the age of 10, where the heart was split, the chest was removed, and it was removed to remove the element of amusement, entertainment, like a child growing into adolescence, you know, amusement, entertainment. You don't have to say today, you see our children fiddling with his phones all the time. So he, these things intrigue him. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, at the age of 10, his heart was cleansed. At the age of 40, it was again, instilled with wisdom, with hikmat, to receive revelation. Inna sanulqi alayka qawlan thaqila. Inna sanulqi alayka qawlan thaqila. Colossal, mammoth, weighty. Alladhi anqadha dhahrak. Sidratul muntaha. Sidra refers to a lotus tree. I must mention that whatever we speak of Jannat in this world, it only enjoys, in my humble opinion, ishtirak fil ism. And that is commonness in the name, and there's nothing more common. That means what is in Jannat and in this world, when Allah speaks of the apple, don't picture your red and your green apple with insects inside. No, no. The only thing is it has the same name. Otherwise, that apple, I can't describe, you can't comprehend. So when you're speaking of the lotus tree, it's not of this world. At that time, when a person goes to space and how much training they go through and how much money and how much oxygen, and then also it crashes and I don't know what and what. Imagine going to the heavens and beyond. ثُمَّ دَنَا فَتَدَلَّى ثُمَّ دَنَا فَتَدَلَّى فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوْ أَدْنَى فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى. If you study the grammar and the fasahat of the whole Quran in its entirety, but just this word, فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى. They spoke what they wanted to discuss. They exchanged what they interacted with. Allah revealed what He wanted to inspire. So four times. Anyway, Halima said, let me tell you, inna li ibni hadha sha'nan. This child is unique. Must I tell you about him? She said, please tell me. Said, inni lamma hamaltu bihi. When I conceived, kharaja minni nurun. Adaa li qusura busra. There was a light. Now, you know, I mentioned this here. When our woman conceived, then what they got? Unusual craves. Some want to eat soap, others want to eat sand. Huh? My wife is not listening, so I can say. She wanted to eat baby cereal. I said, let the baby come, then you will buy it, man. Baby cereal. That's what happens to my wife, your wife. Early morning sickness, nausea. What happens to the wife of Muhammad, the mother of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? A noor comes out. Not in a dream, a reality. She said, it lit up Medina. It lit up Arabia. Nay, it went beyond the borders of Arabia. It took in its stride the entire Sham, Lebanon, Iraq, Syria, Palestine. Thumma, lamma, thumma inni hina waladtuhu, nazala wadi'an yadayhi ala al-ard, rafi'an ra'sahu ila sama. When I delivered my child, he naturally came in the position of sujood and prostration. My brother, today you refuse to make sajda. My Nabi started his life with sajda. He started his life with justice drinking milk. Amina said, intaliqi rashida. Jazakallah for nursing my child. Good luck to you. Juziti anna wa anhu khayran. May you be well rewarded. She says, I left. Famadaytu ana wa zawji mahzunaini ashadd al-huz. The greatest day in my life was when I picked up Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The saddest day was when I left Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Walam yakun ghulamuna bi aqalla minna huznan. I look back, My child is crying more than us put together. Cutting a long story short. ثم عاشت حليمته حتى بلغت من الكبر عتيا. Life moved on. There was a point of separation. There was a point of no contact. Muhammad Sassam grows up. أَلَمْ يَجِدَكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى. Go into this word of awa and what Mufassirin have written. How Allah sheltered him by his mother, by his uncle, by his grandfather, by the Sahaba, by the Ansar, by the Malaika. They have explored the depth of awa, how Allah sheltered him. أَلَمْ يَجِدَكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى. We got three doctors monitoring the situation. No, we got all the Malaika looking after Muhammad. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ مَوْلَاهُ وَجِبْرِيلُ وَصَالِحُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ ظَهِيرٌ. Allah told Aisha and Hafsa, sort your act out. Don't hurt my Nabi, رضي الله عنهما. If you hurt him, then may we politely remind you the backup he has. The backup he has. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ مَوْلَاهُ. Allah is his Lord. وَجِبْرِيلُ. Jibreel is his bodyguard. وَصَالِحُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And the believers are with him. Now in the tafsir it is written, when the believers are with him, the first that are deserving of this is Abu Bakr and Umar. So Allah reminded Aisha, if you have an argument, Abu Bakr stands on the side of Muhammad, not on your side. And Hafsa, if you have an argument with him, Umar is on the side of Muhammad and not on your side. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ جِبْرِيلُ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ مَوْلَاهُ وَجِبْرِيلُ وَصَالِحُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ ظَهِيرٌ. We spoke of Jibreel. We're not excluding the other angels. The angels in the droves and the scores and the multitudes, they walk behind Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is how Allah gave him shelter. Time separated. Halima radiyallahu anha grew up. ثُمَّ رَأَتْ الطفل الذي قد أرضعته ثم رأت الطفل الذي أرضعته قد غدا للعرب سيدا وللبشرية مرشدا وللإنسانية نبيا. She then sees the little child I nursed and the baby I suckled becomes a leader for humanity, becomes a guider for mankind, and becomes the greatest Nabi that the sun and the skies has ever seen. ولقد وفدت عليه بعد أن آمنت به وَصَدَّقَتْ بِالْكِتَابِ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ. And on the occasion of Ji'irrana, which Ibn Jawzi and Ibn Hajar both have unanimously agreed upon, she comes to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, accepting his message. He is sitting with his Sahaba. فَمَا إِن رَآهَا حَتَّى اسْتَطَارَ بِهَا سُرُورًا وَطَفِقَ يَقُولُ أُمِّي. He's sitting with his Sahaba. His glance falls on this old aged woman. He stands up and he says, my mother, my mother. خَلَعَ لَهَا رِدَاءَهُ. He removes his blessed shawl. Sahaba are fighting to get a glimpse of the shawl. This woman is so privileged that the entire shawl is removed. بَسَطَهُ تَحْتَهَا. He spreads it out. Today, my brother, you feel intimidated when you're sitting in your board meeting, when you're sitting in your conference room, and your mother phones, or your mother sends an SMS, or your mother walks in, you find it offensive. You find it an insult. You find it inopportune. My Nabi was sitting. Do I call it the head of states? It's an insult to Abu Bakr and Umar. Do I call it dignitaries? It's an insult to Abu Bakr and Umar. A galaxy the like of which has not been seen. This is not his biological mother. It's a woman that has nursed him. Sentiments of love come into him. Emotions overpower him. He stands up. He welcomes. He lays out the shawl. أَكْرَمَ وِفَادَتَهَا أَبْلَغَ الْإِكْرَامِ. He then honors her. وَعُيُونُ السَّحَابَةِ تَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهَا فِي غِبْتَةٍ وَإِجْلَالٍ. Sahaba are riveted towards her. They are mesmerized. They are glued. Ya Allah, who's this woman? What a woman. Nabi alayhi salam said, Ummi, this is my mother. This is my mother. صلوات الله وسلامه على ذئر النبي العظيم. May the choices of blessings of Allah descend upon Halima. My time has lapsed, my brothers. There was others I could say. In essence, if I may sum up my talk in two words, Halima's life changed, her family changed, her destiny changed, her progeny changed. Everything in her life came in order when she held Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I conclude by asking you and asking the Almighty to inspire you and I. that we take this deen that has become an orphan. Inna deena bada'a ghareeb wa sayaudu kama bada'a. My Nabi said, my deen started as an orphan, strange, unusual, peculiar. Before Qiyamah, people will frown on it. When people frown on it, those that will embrace it, they will have my glad tidings. So take this deen and latch it to your heart. You will see how Allah will inspire you. Allah grant us the understanding and grant us the true love of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.